Once again, Bruce Cameron's my name. This is Come All Ye, folk music on 2MCE. First track today, I'll play one for Absent Friends.
The canals and the bridges, the embankments and cuts, they blasted and dug with their sweat and their guts. Never drank water, but whiskey by pints, and the shanty towns rang with their songs and their fights. Navigator, navigator, rise up and be strong. The morning is here and there's work to be done. Take your pick and your shovel and a bowl. Dynamite, burn a ship a few tons of this earthly delight. Yes, to ship a few tons of this earthly delight. They died in their hundreds with no sign to mark where. Save the brass in the pocket of the entrepreneur. Landslide and rock blast, they got buried so deep that in death, if not life, they'll have peace while they sleep. Navigator, navigator, rise up and be strong. The morning is here and there's work to be done. Take your pick and your shovel and the bowl. Dynamite, burn a ship a few tons of this earthly delight. Yes, to ship a few tons of this earthly delight. Land is still seen and still lies. The way for a commerce where vast fortunes were made. The supply of an empire where the sun never sets, which is now deep in darkness, but the royal way's there yet. Navigator, navigator, rise up and be strong. The morning is here and there's work to be done. Take your pick and your shovel and a bowl of dynamite. Burn a ship a few tons of this earthly delight. Yes, to ship a few tons of this earthly delight.
Unmistakable voice of the late Shane McGowan singing with the Pogues. A song called Navigator, not one of his own compositions. That was composed by Phil Gaston, who had perhaps one of the least enviable jobs in music. He was the manager of Shane McGowan's first band called the Nips. Phil Gaston, composer of Navigator from the Pogues. Welcome to Come All Ye. We'll go back now to 1976, 7, with Fairport Convention.
Middlesbrough. Cumberland Gap, it ain't no worse, 30 miles from Middlesbrough.
Guthrie, of course, with Cisco Houston and Cumberland Gap. So many of his recordings sound like they were just sessions. Just kind of turned up there and started playing and called out, play it again, do more, another one. Woody Guthrie. Before Woody Guthrie with Cisco Houston, we heard a track called James O'Donnell's Jig, Fairport Convention, an early album called The Bonnie Bunch of Roses. Next track from Lucy Farr. She was a fiddle player from Galway who spent a lot of time in England. In fact, she was a member of a group called The Rakes. Bob Davenport and The Rakes were very active for a long, long time, and she was a member for, or played with them. I don't know whether she played all the time with them, but she was certainly involved with The Rakes for about 25 years. So here's Lucy Farr herself with a track she called the Kildna Mona, but possibly it's better known as Lucy Farr's Barn Dance.
Thank you. where the drums hunt again on the morning at length. Oh, when he has spied a wheel for me, a shearing of feathers barley. Now my bonny maid, my wheel for maid, will ye come with me, oh, will ye come and belady drum? And leave your shearing a be, oh, I canna gang with you, kind sir, and leave my shearing a be, oh. For I'm our lord's belady drum, your mistress is scorn to be, oh. My feather's but the shepherd, mean keeping sheep in yonder hill, oh. And ye man gang and speed at him, I'm entirely at his will, oh. So drum is day of feather again. Keeping sheep in yonder hill, oh. I've come to marry your red dolpha. Can ye be your good will, oh? Oh, the lassie canna read nor write, was she bred at the scale, oh? Oh, but she can work without tandem, for I learned young lassie myself, oh. She'll work at your barn and at your byre. And malt in your halo. Oh, she'll saddle your steed in time's own need. Draw off your boots or sell, oh. Now I'll learn the lassie to read and write. I'll put her to the scale, oh. She'll never need to saddle my steed, nor draw off my boots or sell, oh. It's up and spake his brother John, you've done us muckle wrang, you've married a wife of low degree. She's a mock to our kin, oh. New Peggy Coots is a bonny bride. Drum is big and gossy. Oh, ye mechty chosen a higher match than just some shepherd's lassie. It's up and spake the laird of drum. Says I've been ye nae wrang, I've married a wife to work and win, and ye married in to spend, oh. The first time that I took a wife, she was far up in my degree, oh. I dust me gang into the room for she lay, put my hand below my knee, oh. Then I had eaten and drunk and weel, they were bound for bed, oh. Oh, the laird o' drum and his lady fair, and nae bed they were laid, oh. If ye had been no high renown, as ye a low degree, oh. We mechty gae doon to the yetta drum, amongst good company, oh. Oh, I tell't you, wealth and we were wad, you were far abe my degree, oh. But noo we're married and nae bed laid, I'm just as great as ye. When you are deed and I indeed were both in the grave laid, oh. Our 7 years of rantiness, you'll know can your dust be mine, oh.
Very distinctive voice, isn't it? That's Ian F. Benzi, or perhaps Bingy. He was the lead singer with a group called Old Blind Dogs for quite a while. Then he released a number of solo albums, and that track came from one of them. An album called So Far. That was the Laird of Drum. Not sure whether he's still recording. After he left Old Blind Dogs, I think he moved to Cornwall, which is a long way from the northeast of Scotland, where Old Blind Dogs drew a lot of their material. So I'm not sure what he's up to these days. If anything, he might be growing daffodils. Who knows? A lot of nice daffodils in Cornwall. I digress. You're listening to Come All Ye, where digression is the name of the game. This is a track called Douglas Town. It comes from an album I've been playing a little bit lately. It's called Traverse by Laura Risk with Nicholas Williams and Rachel O'Quinn. A lot of it is Quebecois music. This track is, the name Douglas Town is the name of a place, obviously, and it's in Quebec. We'll hear three tunes in the set. Eva's Tune, which comes from a fiddle player named Ernest Drody of Douglastown. Then Roland White, which Laura Risk learned from a fiddle player named Cyril Devouge, who was not able to play in his final years, so he shared this tune by lilting, or singing it, Roland White's. And the final in the set of three is Charlie Drody's. Here is Laura Risk with Pals.
And a heavy heart, a sad song you all know. Anywhere a plane might land, Stansted and Heathrow. I've met him on the Nullarbor, I've met him on the Rhine. Our stories are connected, his and mine. Sure of where we come from, born to up and go, one born every minute for Stansted and Heathrow. And heavy though the heart may be in home away from home, so far across the foam. To every land he's travelled, made friend of every foe. As it was in the beginning, now it stands to Dan Heathrow. By his accent clear and strong, wherever he might find a home, he'll tell you right from wrong. Born to be a travelling man, to ride the ebb and flow, started out for Stansted and Heathrow. And heavy though the heart may be, in home away from home, connected by a thin green line so far across the foam. To every land he's travelled, made friend of every foe. As it was in the beginning, now it stands to Dan Heathrow. To Holyhead and Liverpool, and everywhere the boat comes in, Ellis Island, Station Pier, you'll know him by his grin. A suitcase and a heavy heart, a sad song you all know, anywhere a plane might land.
Enda Kenny and the migration experience shared by him and many thousands of other Irish-born travellers. Well, not travellers, but migrants. A song called The Thin Green Line, which he wrote living in Melbourne, where he still lives, a long time ago, from an album called Here and There. Now it's time for the featured album. We're going back again. I'm digging up a lot of older stuff in recent months. Maybe it's my advanced age, but I'm finding older material deserving of a wider exposure. This is an album called The Old Straight Track, and it's by a group called Jack the Lad, and I don't know that I've ever played anything by Jack the Lad on the program before. I've never owned an album by them. It's a 1974 album of... well, it's British folk rock, or Geordie folk rock. They're from the northeast. They kind of grew out of earlier bands, Lindisfarne, you might recall, and another band called Hedgehog Pie. We heard Fairport Convention at the top of the program today, and this band, Jack the Lad, were considered by some people to be a northeast version of Fairport Convention. I don't know that I necessarily agree with that, but certainly one of their albums was produced by Simon Nicol, a member of Fairport Convention. Not so this album, The Old Straight Track. So there's a traditional music focus, but if you look at the back line, or look at the sleeve notes, you see the back line includes electric guitar, bass and drums. So we're talking rock band and folk content, so shall we say folk rock?
If I had the power myself, I would hang the 20 candy men and Johnny would carry the bell. They went from hoose to hoose and then they put things on the road, but mind they didn't hurt themselves with carrying heavy loads. But one would carry the poker out, the fender or the rear, but if he carried two with once, it was a great mistake. Oh,
what would I do if I had the power myself? I would hang the 20 candy men and Johnny would carry the bell.
with his dandy candy men was dressed up like a clown. Some man had without the slice and some without a phone. One of them was with the miner, swear that he was worse, cause every time he had to speak, it was a laughable farce.
And what would I do if I had the power myself? I would hang the 20 candy men, 20 candy men.
And some of them had me lumps, not yet they put them in their coats. And one of them had the fair he's ripping their rugs around his throat. And one of them had the fair repeat belonging to the boy. And one of them was a kind of tweet, and the other was gone.
Wrong. What would I do if I had the power myself? I would have the 20 candy men and Johnny B. Kelly's a band.
Why, next up comes the masters, and I think they should be shamed, depriving wives and families of their comfort every year. And when you ship from where you live, I hope you can to hell, along with the 20 candy men and Johnny we carry the bell.
What would I do if I had the power myself? I would hang the 20 candy men and Johnny we carry the bell.
Right, got you. That's the end of it. That's the Oakey Strike Evictions, a composition by a great Tyneside poet called Tommy Armstrong. I'm not quite sure what he would have thought of that version, though. Probably would have supported it. Nice chap, I'm sure he was. That's the Oakey Strike Evictions from today's featured album, the album called The Old Straight Track, by a group from that part of the world, the northeast of England, called Jack the Lad.
Three drunken maidens came from the Isle of Wight. They drunk from Monday morning, never stopped till Saturday night. When Saturday night did come, me lads, oh, still they wouldn't get out. These three drunken maidens, they pushed the jug about. Then in comes Dancing Sally, her cheeks as red as a bloom. Move over, meet jolly sisters, and give young Sally some room. For I will be your equal before the evening's out. These three drunken maidens, they push the jug about. They had woodcock and pears, and they had partridge and pear. And every kind of dainty, no scarcity was there. They had 40 casks of beer, me lads, and still they wouldn't get out. These three drunken maidens, they pushed the jug about. Then in comes the landlord, is asking for his pay. And the 40 pound bill, lads, these girls were forced to pay. They had 10 pounds apiece, me lads, and still they wouldn't get out. These three drunken maidens, they pushed the jug about.
Where are your feather caps? Your mantles rich and fine. They've all been swallowed up, me lads, in tankards of fine wine. Where are your fancy men, young maidens, brisk and gay? We left them in the alehouse, we drank them clean away.
There were three drunken maidens, came from the Isle of Wight. They drunk from Monday morning, never stopped till Saturday night. When Saturday night did come, me lads, oh, still they wouldn't get out. These three drunken maidens, they pushed the jug about.
Ruth Hazelton and Kate Burke from a long time ago. Indeed, 1998. That was their first album together, called The Be Loud Glade. Three Drunken Maidens. The Be Loud Glade, familiar? Yes? From a poem called The Lake Isle of Innisfree by William Butler Yeats, no less. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE, Bruce Cameron with you. And we turn our attention now to Estonia. Not often I say that. We turn our attention to Estonia. Although I should, my next door neighbour comes from an Estonian background. This is a track called Akaps by a group called, possibly, Elji. Possibly not. It means, or the album means, album title means, have a dance. It's Eitujedjot. More than that, I cannot say.
Thank you.
Estonian band called Ilgi. They've been together for more than 25 years. They were doing reasonably well holding it all together there until they got to What Shall We Do With the Drunken Sailor? And I thought, oh dear. Here's a piece of music called Blow Away the Morning Dew. Serious Sam Barrett is the singer, from an album that was the featured album early in 2023, I think. It's yet another song of unrequited, mocking love, Maidenhead stuff, but with an original, jaunty, upbeat sort of melody. Serious Sam Barrett.
All drunk with wine, came riding down the way, and there he met a lady fair among the cocks of hay, singing hey, hi, ho, the wind how sweet the winds do blow. Says he, shall you and I, lady, among the grass lay down, and you will have a special care rumpling on your gown, singing hey, hi, ho, with me into my father's hall, you shall enjoy my midnight and my estates and all, singing hey, hi, ho, the wind, how sweet the winds do blow. He put her on a milk-white steed, himself upon another, and all day long they rode along like sister and like brother, singing hey, hi, ho, the wind, how sweet. Father's gate, she turned at the pin, and ready stood a part there to let the fair maid in, singing hey, hi, ho, the wind, how sweet the winds do blow. Says she, I am a maid within, and you're a fool without. There never were a butcher's wife put me in so much doubt, singing hey, hi, ho, the wind, how sweet the winds do blow. A cock in father's barn, he never trod a hen, he flies about and flaps his wings, I think you're one of them, singing hey, hi, hold the wind, how sweet the winds do blow. There is a flower in our garden, we call it marigold, and if you will not when you may, you shall not when you would, singing hey, hi, hold the wind, how sweet.
Serious Sam Barrett and Blow Away the Morning Dew. No morning dew here today, but I wonder what the weather is like in Scotland.
Here's the weather forecast for the northeast. It's a bit hard at mid-mar, but it could be war. On the other hand, at Strann, you canna see far you're gone. There's fog at Drumclog, and fog's a bit of a footer at Petercutter. In fact, it's real footry, otherwise sooth to Tillicutry. Umminiver, it's clear at New Deer, and at rainy, the sun's fairly shiny. Temperatures will be weel doon at Torre tomorrow. It'll be some call around Berk Hall, and at Mintla Station, just starvation. It'll feel on the Geald side, at Beald side, and you winna see dice for ice. It'll be some roch at the Broch, and very roch indeed at Peterhead. It'll be an entrance shower at Aberlour, it'll be real wheat at King's Seat, and at Auchinblay, it'll pour a day. Thunder and lightning will make an unca secht out be gecht, but if there's a place nae to hud a wedding, it's Pet Maiden. It'll be half a weather altogether, and if you hinna screw loose, you'll bide in the hoose.
there was a jolly beggar, and a beggar he was bound, and the beggar took his quarters into Hexham town. But he wasn't lying with the lady or the squire, who's in behind the kitchen door or by the kitchen fire. And the beggar's made his bed up out of bits of straw and hay, and in behind the kitchen door the jolly beggar lay. Well, the good lady of the house got up to bar the door. She found the jolly beggar standing naked on the floor. Well, he's took her up all in his arms and to her bed he's run. I'll be quiet with me now, good sir, you'll waken my good man. But the beggar took no heed of her and carried on his poke. And when he got the job well done, well, he began to joke. Ha ha! Are there any cats or dogs about would rive up all me gear? Ah, the devil take your tatters now, me maiden heads away. But the good lady's up again before the hour of day to make the beggar's breakfast up before he went away. She went into the cellar for to pour a pot of ale, and the beggar followed after and he did the job again. He's took her up all in his arms and he gave her kisses three. He's gave her 20 guineas for to pay the nurse's fee. Bag and he played it loud and shrill, and 24 men came riding all the hill. But the beggar was a canny lad and he leaped shoulder high, says I never had such lodgings as I had last night.
Jack the Lad from the featured album, The Old Straight Track. That was their version of The Jolly Beggar. Lots of different versions of that song. That one may be from the northeast of England, because that's where the band came from. Jack the Lad. They were, for this album anyway, Simon Cowell playing guitar, mandolin, harmonium and bouzouki. Bill Mitchell, sometimes called Billy Mitchell, guitar, banjo and mandolin. Ray Laidlaw playing drums, Ian Walter Fairbairn, violin, guitar, mandolin and whistle, and Phil Murray on bass. They all sing, apart from Ray Laidlaw, because he was stuck with a drum kit and they wouldn't let him sing. Jack the Lad. They haven't had a number of albums out. I'll investigate the others, but my thanks go to my co-conspirator here at 2MCE, another presenter of fine folk music, Roger Hargraves, for reminding me that they existed, because I'd forgotten. This is a group called Tulkamore. I think they're from Melbourne. And The Widow's Lament. No, of course, they're from Brisbane. Apologies.
Young, I had a soldier, he was a captain, brave and fair. So we were wed in the springtime. I danced with jasmine in my hair, but the sweetest summer fades to winter, and the marching orders came signed and sealed. And now he lies 'neath a white cross, fallen in some foreign field. The years did pass, I met a sailor, he came a-courting. 'Twas the finest thing. The bells rang out around the altar. placed the ring. But the seven seas call, and the tide turns, and the stormy winds do blow. Then came the news of my sailor resting in the deep blue.
Very good box player, Aidan Coffey, with some friends there, played the Miller of Glanmire and a couple of other tunes. Aidan Coffey used to play in Dandenong for a while. With him on that album, the Corner House Set, it's called, Frankie Gavin playing fiddle and Alec Finn playing bouzouki, Colin Murphy on Bowron. So, set of tunes. And the Cliffs of Moher was there. So they started off with the Miller of Glanmire, then the Cliffs of Moher, and I think that might have been it, just the two of them. This past week, a fellow by the name of Phil Gray dropped a CD off at the studio for me. Unfortunately, I missed him. He was on a fleeting visit doing Grey Nomad stuff. So by now, he's probably 2,000 kilometres away. But Phil was a member of the band Loaded Dog, and you've heard them on this program lots and lots and lots of times. Sadly, they're no longer able to perform as a band, but Phil's still going strong, and he released an album called Rhythms of the Outback, and he's performing under the name Warralakin these days. So I'll call him Warralakin. I'll play two tracks from it. The first one, it's a poem by not him, Ian Moody. Hey Blue, It's Raining. And then one that he composed the music, and another former member of Loaded Dog, Al Mann, wrote the lyrics. It's called the Warralakin Bin. You'll get the idea of what the Warralakin Bin is when we get to it. But first, the poem. Hey Blue, It's Raining.
Can you hear the rain, mate? Do you realise it's raining? Can you hear the steady rain, mate? Do you know what it means? Set this jackpot out, mate. Stick your ear to the window. Take your head out of the wireless and go and kill snails. Come out of the talkies when it's time for a capstan and cock a listening ear, mate, to the sound of the rain. Perhaps, if you listen long enough, you'll know what it means. It means a lot of things, mate, more than there's time to tell. Bread in the ear of the wheat, mate, beard on the barley, wine in the bottle and rice on the bidgee. Apricots on the Murray and apples on the Huon. Bacon and eggs and honey on the table of a morning, wool on the sheep's back and spring lamb on the hook. Cattle lowing on the Barkley, butter in the churns, cheese in the factory and cream on the jam, and juice in the oranges, water in the dam. Peanuts up at Kingaroy, mate, sugar in the cane. And by the lonely inland lakes, the birds will nest again. Stop a mo and listen, mate. Listen for a tick for rain. Steady rain, mate, means money in your kick. Can you hear the rain, mate? Do you realise it's raining? Can you hear the steady rain, mate? Do you know what it means?
There it stands in housing, hard upon the eye, on the outskirts of the wheat belt, under a cloudless sky, angular and awkward, painted corrugated tin, a monument to days gone by, Warralakin Bin. We cleared the scrub and ploughed it, winter storms delivered, survived, and then it thrived on the soils of that ancient river. Year on year we filled the bin, hoped and hoped and prayed. We get our pup, corner store and a spur line if we stayed. year on year, truck by truck, the golden wheat came in. To that monument, 2 days gone by, Warrilakin bin. For many, many good years, even ten bins overflowed. But as the paddocks turned to salt, the record harvest slowed. The weighbridge told the story, the railway lines retreated. As the river gums turned up their toes, denuded and defeated. Some that say we caused it all, as we fought the droughts and flames. Climate change, said Hanrahan, and we feigned to take the blame. Even though Antarctic snow cores very clearly show, across 1 million years.
Oh dear, I had a sneak. Oh, there he is. Ages
come and go. Year on year, truck by truck, the golden wheat came in. To that monument, 2 days gone by, Warrilakin bin. Stands imposing hard upon the eye, on the outskirts of the wheat belt, under a cloudless sky. Angular and awkward, painted corrugated tin, a monument to days gone by.
Right, nearly made it to the end. Sorry about that, Warrilakin. The CD just rejected my advances. That was the Warrilakin bin. But I think you get the idea of the song. Words written by another Loaded Dog member, Al Mann. Phil Gray, Warrilakin, put the music to it. I might do a bit of work on that CD and make sure that the next track I play from it doesn't misbehave. But you get the idea that, from that bit that we heard of the song, that, as he writes, scattered across the Australian rural areas are remnants of town sites or proposed town sites that never blossomed. The reasons are many and varied, but today we're suffering from a collective ignorance of our broad history, resulting in a skewed view of earlier times. Insightful words from Al Mann and the tune from Phil Gray, Warrilakin. And before that, the track before that was, of course, Hey Blue, It's Raining, from the same album, Rhythms of the Outback. You're listening to Come All Ye. Another Australian one now. This is from Barry McDonald and a group called Maruin, going back a fair way. It's a set of Shotishas.
Thank you.
Lovely tunes, collected tunes from the New England area of New South Wales, played there by Barry MacDonald and a group called Marooan, M-A-R-O-O-A-N. Very nice album, that one, called Where the Sunlights on the Dewdrops Shine. Those tunes are fun to play. That's a very nice pace to play them at, in my opinion. Cindy Callett and Gray Larson, both much recorded artists from, where are they from? Indiana, I think, or he is anyway. And they made an album together called Cross the Water, with a couple of interesting tracks on it. Quite a few interesting tracks on it. Won't sell them short. This one comes from the pen of Robin Williamson, who was a member of the Incredible String Band. They describe it, Cindy Callett and Gray Larson describe it as a wise old song. If you listen carefully, you may notice that she's playing a fiola, F-I-O-L-A, F-I-O-L-A. That's best I can work out. It's an Icelandic two-stringed fiddle. This could be completely and utterly wrong, but that's all I can find out about it. So she's playing that and singing. Gray Larson is playing a harmonium and low tin whistle. This is October Song, and I think I'll let them continue with another track after this, an instrumental one, and I'll explain the intricacies of it before I play it.
Just how long I had no way of knowing. Sometimes I want to murder time. Sometimes when my heart's aching, but mostly I just stroll.
Robin Williamson composed that for the Incredible String Band, but we heard there Cindy Callett singing it with Gray Larson playing harmonium and low whistle. A bit of a mystic, I think, maybe Robin Williamson was back then. Sometimes I want to murder time, sometimes when my heart's aching, but mostly I just stroll along the path that he is taking. Right, that's one track. The second one I want to play from that album is an instrumental called Playing With a Full Deck. Gray Larson composed this duet in January of 2007, and it was a gift to Cindy Callett on the occasion of her 52nd birthday, which is fair enough because he turned 52 17 days later. If you divide the number 52 by 4, he decided to construct the tune in a metre of 13 beats to the bar. But despite his best numerological intentions, a few 14-beat measures elbowed their way in. So it's two full decks of cards with the jokers thrown in for good measure. Scandinavian in melody and harmony and Balkan in rhythm, he describes this. And once again, we'll hear the fiola. Go and look it up, F-I-O-L-A. Thank you. That's a tricky little devil of a tune, isn't it? Playing with a full deck, composed and played by Gray Larson with Cindy Callett from their album Cross the Water. Before that, the Robin Williamson song, sung by Cindy Callett from the same album, October Song. You're listening to Come All Ye, and the featured album on the program today is called The Old Straight Track by a group from the northeast of England called Jack the Lad. Not a new album, released in 1974 it was. This next track from that album is their version of By Broom Besoms, and I've been stumbling across different versions of this in recent weeks, and I'll put a little medley of them together, I think, for next week's program. And of course, if you listen carefully, you'll note that it's actually the basis of the theme tune called Heron Election Jig to this very program. But here's Jack the Lad.
If you want a besom for to sweep your hoose, come to Mamie Henny's, ye can hire juice. Buy broom besoms, buy them when they're new. Fine heather brettons better never grow. For a penny, rain just for a plaque. If you win it, buy, I'll tie the money back and buy broom besoms. Buy them, but then you find how the bread is better never grew. If I had a horse, I would have a cart. If I had a wife, she would take me part. Buy broom besoms, buy them when they're new. Fine heather brettons better never grew. Had I but a wife, I cannot watch her be. If she's but a woman, that's enough for me. Buy broom besoms, buy them when they're new. Fine heather brettons better never grew. Likes a droppy whore and I'll agree. If she doesn't like it, that's the matter for me.
Buy broom besoms, buy them when they're new. Fine heather brettons better never
grow. Yes, By Broom Besoms from Jack the Lad. Featured album today, The Old Straight Track. I think I'll play another one, play an instrumental this time. This is two tunes, King's Favourite and The Marquess of Tullibardine.
Thank you.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water, they bring out the heavy artillery from the featured album. Jack the Lad, once again, with King's Favourite and the Marquess of Tullibardine. They continued for a while after that album. They released one or two others, and at least Billy Mitchell is still performing, I think. I'm not sure about the others. Bill Mitchell was the one of the guitar, banjo, mandolin contributors to this album. The others, I've told you before, but I'll tell you again. They all sing, apart from the drummer. Simon Cowell, guitar, mandolin, harmonium and bouzouki. The aforementioned Bill Mitchell, guitar, banjo, mandolin. Ray Laidlaw, the drummer. Ian Walter Fairbairn, violin, guitar, mandolin and whistles. And Phil Murray playing bass. Phil Murray earns his keep, doesn't he? He had a touch of the Dave Peggs about him, just like that Fairport melody bass line. Very good. Now, here's Fat Dog from Norway via England. I'll play two tracks. This is the Bay of Biscay, then an instrumental.
My William sails on board a tender, when where he's bound I do not know. Seven long years I've been waiting on him, since he crossed the bay on Biscay. One night when Mary lay sleeping, a knock came on the bedroom door, saying, "Arise, arise, my true love Mary, to take one last glance at your William." Oh, Mary rose, put on her clothing, and opened wide her bedroom door. It was there she spied her true love, William, and his cheeks were white as the driven snow. Oh, William dear, where are your blushes? Those blushes you had many years ago. Oh, Mary dear, cold clay has taken them, for I am but the ghost of your William and all the
gold in Mexico. I will grant them all to the king of every. For one last glimpse of my William Moore. My William sails on board a tender. When where he's bound, I do not know.
Group called Fat Dog. I'll tell you a bit about them. I think I've given you their backstory in previous programs, but it's probably been a while. Fat Dog was born one night on the Swedish Costa Islands in the summer of 2011. A jazz trio called Fat Tig Folket and a folk trio called Doggerland were playing at the same festival. and decided to end the evening by performing together. The result was surprising, exciting and oddly beautiful. With members from Sweden, Norway and England, and based on both sides of the Swedish-Norwegian border, Fat Dog cross boundaries every time they meet. So, Fat Dig Folket and Doggaland, Fat Dog. There we were listening to a Halling tune, Halling Ether Sjur Eldegard, traditional Halling. And before that, Bay of Biscay, sung by Richard Burgess. We have time for a couple of tracks more. I'll play two tracks, I think, from Capercaillie, an album called Roses and Tears. This is a song written by John Martin. I don't think I've played this version before on the program. It's called Don't You Go. Then I'll let them continue with an instrumental. This is Capercaillie, featuring the voice of Karen Matheson.
The Army and the Navy, they never will agree till other men and other boys are gone from my country. Don't you go, don't you go. Don't you go, my son. The proud and the powerful, in whose hands we lie, they never will be pleasured till all our you go, my son. Please don't go. Don't go, my son.
I think I introduced that as a instrumental piece, but not quite, unless you consider Karen Matheson using her voice as an instrument. And again, the Drake we used to have, that piece of music, with it she put big, tall, bow-legged Ian. Okay. And the song, Don't You Go, composed by John Martin. Both tracks from an album called Roses and Tears by the Scottish group Capercaillie. That's about it, folks. Once again, time is up, and I leave you with just a little bit of The Piper on Horseback. Hope you enjoyed the program today. Do come back. You've been listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.